Well, thanks for joining us today, Mike.
I'm glad that I could be with you, Aaron.
All right, and you're running for the school board this year. The election is on Tuesday. For those people that may not know you or remember you, why don't you just give a little bit of background about yourself and why you're qualified to run for the school board?
Aaron, I spent most of my life in education. I was a teacher down at Twin Cedars from 1986 until 1996. And then I came up to Knoxville and started the at-risk program at the Knoxville Junior High and High School in the 96-97 school board. And then I returned to Twin Cedars as the high school principal and athletic director until I suffered a disabling back injury in 2000. I wasn't ready to be done with education, and I actually served on the Knoxville School Board from 2001 until 2007. My wife, Shawn, is a second grade teacher at North Star. We've had two of our children graduate from Knoxville High School, Morgan in 09 and Ned this last spring. And we currently have two more children, Bridget and Sawyer, that are both Knoxville Middle School students here. So we're really involved in education. You could kind of say that education is our hobby. We go to a lot of school activities, whether it be athletics or concerts or plays, and we're just really involved in, we have a lot of passion for the district.
All right. What are one or two issues that you see facing the district right now that made you want to jump in and run for the school board here again?
I think the biggest issue that Knoxville is facing and is going to continue to face for the next few years is the budget. The income, the revenues are basically generated based on your enrollment, and Knoxville has had falling enrollment for about the last 5 or 6 years now. And as that enrollment continues to fall, less dollars are going to flow into the district. That means that the school board members and the administration are going to have to sit down and they're going to have to make sure that they're making good use of those dollars. They're going to have to be really fiscally smart with how they spend their money so that it benefits the students, the teachers, and the taxpayers. I don't think that we want to put any more burden on the taxpayers than we have to, but at the same time, we want to continue to offer a very quality education here at Knoxville Schools for our students. So I think the budget is probably the biggest issue that is going to be an ongoing issue.
And rural school districts do face a lot of declining enrollment. Do you see that as just a general population thing, or do you think there's something that can be done to market the district more as well, perhaps?
Well, you know as well as I do, or you're quickly learning, we lost the VA campus here, and that took quite a sizable chunk out of Knoxville as far as jobs, and people moved on. Maytag closed up at Newton, and we had a number of people that worked up there. There is going to be a little expansion, I've been told, out at, I think it's Weller. They also talk about the hydroelectric dam that's going to be worked on over here at the dam starting in a year or two, and that's supposed to continue. And we might see a slight increase in a few years, but I think it's a leveling out process. People are moving away and moving to the more urban areas, they're going to where the jobs are. And I'm not sure that there's a lot of marketing that the school can do. I think the community really has to step up and do some of that marketing as far as attracting people to the community. The school's job is to make sure that we have good quality schools so that when they do come and find a job, and that they take a look at the schools and they say that's one of the reasons that we want to settle in Knoxville is because the schools are a good quality school.
All right, and what do you think is one or two things that the district has done well that you've seen in the past that you'd like to see continue?
One thing that I'm really excited about is when I was on the school board back from 01 to 07 and we passed the local option sales tax, we set as a goal to eventually build an auditorium, and that's going to get off the ground now. So to see that auditorium come to fruition is exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of different groups in town that are going to be able to use that auditorium. There are some groups that right now they're traveling out of town and renting auditorium space at Oskaloosa or possibly at Pella Christian or at Pella High because we don't have a auditorium that is large enough to suit their needs. The auditorium that's being planned sounds like it's going to be a good size that'll fit the needs of the Knoxville High School, that'll fit the needs of groups here in town that want to use it. And I think that that's something really positive. The other thing is I'm excited about the one-on-one laptop program that they're rolling out here in November for the kids. The teachers all received their laptops this last spring when the school year was letting out, early summer. and they receive some professional education on the laptops. And with my wife being a teacher, I've already seen how she's starting to implement that with her class and how she's implementing that in everyday use. And so as we get ready to get those laptops out to the students, I think the students are going to find out that a snow day may not be a snow day anymore. They may have some work to do. So I think that's going to be great.
All right. Anything else you want to say in closing?
I think they're, you know, Knoxville school districts are a very sound district. I think that people that are looking for a good school district ought to take a look at Knoxville. We've got a lot of good things going on here. And I just want to be able to use my education and my experience in education to be able to serve the Knoxville community.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
All right.